to John Martin and Nate Garner yesterday, going up against that scout on the defensive line. How did you watch on film as best you can?
Well, they were going against two of the best pass rushes in football, and I thought they, you know, we schemed up a little bit with, you know, how we were going to give them a little bit of help, but obviously at some point they're on their own, and I thought they did a good job. They took good pass sets, and again, give San Francisco all the credit because they have a very stout group, and those outside rushes are demons, but I thought our guys hung in there and gave us a chance.
Overall, run blocking, pass blocking, would they do one of those a little bit better, or was it just a good overall?
Well, I can't say it's good because we didn't win the ball game, but I thought the O-line, for the most part, stepped up and did some good things. I thought we ran the ball effectively, not effectively enough, and I thought at times we pass protected effectively, but not effectively enough. So I thought for the group we were going against and the matchups that they had, I thought they did a good job.
Like you early and often you targeted Devon Best, then seemed to get away from that a little bit. Did they make any kind of adjustment? Did you change your?
No, we didn't. We didn't go away from it at all. It's just the way it ended up. But there was no intent to go away. There was an intent to go towards and give him some opportunities, and he had some early and didn't have quite as many later.
Mike, what led to Lamar Miller's carries going up and Daniel Thomas's down? And did Lamar miss holes or chances on his three runs and maybe could have gained yards?
No. I thought he, you know, the runs he had, the ones I remember, I thought he did an adequate job. There wasn't a whole lot there on the first one we had with Reggie coming around on the reverse fake. I thought he did a great job on the screen. You know, he needs to play in the games more, and I think he'll get better as we go. But no, I feel very confident. He knew what he was doing. He was aggressive. And I thought he did a decent job.
Mike, in his postgame comments, Ryan Tannehill, I read, was, you know, using the word frustrating a lot. There have been a lot of games you've been in the fourth quarter and just not able to make enough offensive plays. What words would you use to describe that? Close, but
I would probably say expletive frustrating. So, yeah, I would agree with what Ryan said. I agree wholeheartedly. You know, it's just frustrating. We feel like we're close, but we're not close enough. And, you know, the guys work hard. I really feel for this group of guys because they work extremely hard. They're one of the hardest working groups I've been around, and they give you what they got. And they were very disappointed after the game. You could hear a pin drop in the locker room and on the bus and on the plane, and very, very disappointed. Thought we had chances. And it comes down to the end of the game, San Francisco making the plays, and we didn't make the plays we had to make. San Francisco making the calls, and we didn't make the calls we had to make. So,
how do you evaluate the way you played in the fourth quarter?
I thought we were very competitive. I thought we tried to take our shots and get in the end zone. I thought the throw that Ryan Tannehill made to Fasano was an unbelievable throw. He checked to that play. It's part of the check of that sequence, but. And he got us in a position. It was a great throw, an unbelievable catch by Fasano. I thought we competed. I think if you look in the fourth quarters, our guys are competing and fighting, and that's what makes it so hard because, if a team isn't giving you what they got, then, you know, you have some issues. But they're giving us everything they have. We just didn't make the plays or the calls we needed to make to win the football game.
Coach Phil Greenlaw was talking about how San Francisco doesn't allow too many offenses into the red zone. You guys got in there quite a few times. Was it?
Oh, yeah, no question. I mean, they don't let many in the red zone. I think they have the least amount of possessions of anybody in the National Football League allowing people to get in the red zone, and then they're very good once you're in there. So, yeah, that's frustrating that we weren't able to put it away. I thought we had some opportunities. We're one guy away. Reggie ran a draw, and someone came off and made a tackle. We had some chances. We just didn't capitalize on them.
You don't take that many long shots downfield, and you had three late, one to Moore, one to Matthews, one to Best. None of them worked out, but, I mean, were you seeing something that you usually don't see?
Well, at that point in the game, it depends on, you know, after this, in our last possession, obviously we had to do that. There was a two-possession game at that point, so we had to take those shots. At 5:30 left on the clock, we ran the ball, Reggie, to an outside zone play. We ran a quarterback sneak. And then we got more into a two-minute mode. And based on what they were doing, we're trying to help our tackles and protection so we don't have a whole lot of stretch underneath. So we felt like we had to go vertical.
Mike, is there any part of you that would like to see Mike Egnew in a game at all the last three games just to see what you guys have going into the offseason? Or have you seen enough in practice where there's no need to?
Well, that's really a question that I think Coach Philbin and Jeff Ireland have to answer. I'm focused on the guys we have. When they say he's available, then so be it. But, the guys we have, you have to ask yourself, who are we going to sit down in order to do that? And maybe there's something that we need to look at. But he has made progress. He's done some really good things in practice, made a couple great catches last week, actually, on scout team. But the consistency has to be part of his game, and that's what we're looking for from him. And he hasn't 100% shown that consistency just yet in practice. I think once he does that, then he shows signs of greatness every once in a while, but we want to see a little bit more often.
What can you do to get the play count up?
The play count, it's funny because we had more plays than they did, which I looked at that and I couldn't believe it. I would think that we would be able to be in the 65 to 70 category, and the more times you snap the football, the more opportunities you have to score a touchdown or kick a field goal. And it amazes me that the play count is where it's at. I look at that every game, and the fact that we had more plays than they did kind of shocked me a little bit this week. That hasn't happened for a while. But staying on the field on third down is one. I think at halftime we were 50%. We were better on third down in this ball game than we've been. Thus, we stayed on the field. We had less three and outs than we've had previously. I felt good that we moved the ball, didn't punt the ball very much, but we got to score points, and we haven't done that very well.
Mike, on his speech Saturday, Johnny Manziel made a point of thanking you, among others, and your thoughts, you recruited him, and I mean, this had to be among your, you couldn't possibly have envisioned something like this.
He's always been special type of talent. Any kid that scores 75 touchdowns a senior in high school, he's something special. A great family, great kid. Really happy for him. Happy for Texas A&M, and brought a lot of attention to the university. The challenge he has, obviously, is most Heisman Trophy winners, when they win, they go off to the NFL and they leave school, and this kid has to be on campus, walking across that campus for the next two years, whatever it's going to be, and that's going to be a challenge for him, I think. So, and I'm sure it's one that he'll be able to handle.